things, and you've been there and back and know what it's about. It's important that we observe that both our blessings and our battles are in the heavenlies. We have to recognize that. It's all in God's hands. And once we give it to Him, it makes it a whole lot easier. Now, it ain't easy for us here as in the flesh to go through things. It's not easy for me. It's not easy for some of you. So a lot of you have got loved ones that's went on. The promise, the hope that God gives us is what we lean on, and that's what everybody needs to lean on, and that's what Debbie and I are leaning on, is the hope that God gives us. The only a spirit-filled Christian can properly deal with these trials of life. And what lot we have cast from Christ. Ephesians, there's a lot of verses in Ephesians that I really like. And it tells us of how we deal with things when we're on the top, and how we deal with things when we're come to grips with things in the valley and the spiritual adversities that we have. All things, we just never want to forget that God is control of everything. Sometimes we'll let the flesh get a hold of us and drive us in a corner, and that's easy to do. We've got to say, read up and prayed up, study God's Word, stay in His Word, and hold on to the hope that is in Christ. And that's what Debbie and I are doing. It's what my whole family's doing. Levi's here today. You'll get to see him sometime today. He's been here for a week. His whole family. But some of these things I wrote down a year ago. In Ephesians 1, it says, grace be unto you. I'm going to put my glasses on. I've written it down too small. This is Paul talking. Grace be unto you, peace from God, our Father, from the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the only peace we have, is through the gospel, through Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God of our Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, in Christ, according as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundations of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children. We're God's children. Because of what Christ did, we're His children. By Christ Jesus to Himself, according to His good pleasure and will, to the praise of His glory, of His grace, wherein He hath made us acceptable in the Beloved. God did that. He bestowed His righteousness on us. His righteousness. I've got a whole book here that I've made notes. In Ephesians 1:13 it says, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, That word there means heard Christ and what he said in his word in the book, in the Bible. The gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Now, it's all these things that we're reading here, it's all about Jesus. It's all about what he did for us. It's all about him. Even when we were dead and spiritually in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you're saved, and hath raised us up together in heavenly places in Jesus Christ. It's all about Christ. It's all about the knowledge. But we got to take that knowledge that we all have, and we got to get it down here. If you don't, all this in your head don't do you any good. You got to get it in your heart. You got to get it in your soul. We're three parts: body, soul, and spirit. The soul and the spirit are the biggest part. And that's the part that's going to heaven. And later on, our bodies will be resurrected, we know, at the rapture, and joined back together in heavenly places. God's gave us so many promises. We've got so much to hold on to in his rich word. And I just want you to know that Debbie and I are holding on to that. And we're holding on to your all's encouragement and your cards and your prayers and all those things. But what good is it to know all this stuff if you can't apply it to your life? You've got to apply it, folks. You may be fine today, but tomorrow, who knows? God does. It's all in his purview. It's all in heavenlies. It's all in heavenlies. And we'll talk about our hope. There's many hopes in the Bible. This is just tipping the iceberg. You put hope in a word search and it's just all over the Bible. Hope that we have in all facets, in all levels of hope. Let's pray, and I'll tell you some things about hope. Lord, we thank you for your love, and God, I thank you for Christ and the gospel, your salvation. You're so good to us. Lord, I love you. I thank you for my family and saving all my children and all my grandchildren and my wife, and on and on and on. I could just praise your name for what you've done for my family and my life and this church and these friends. Lord, thank you so much for your love for us. Give us strength today. Give us understanding of your word. Bless our hearts with your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Our hope. What is your hope? 1 Timothy says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God our Savior and the Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope. His word says he's our hope. Hold on to that, folks. If you're holding on to something else, it's not going to get you through it. You've got to hold on to Christ. You've got to hold on to Christ. In Hebrews 11:1 says, now by faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. There's none of us seen heaven. We've read about it in his word. We've heard it preached many, many times. We've not seen it. By faith, we are saved. By faith, we believe, we trust. By faith, believe. That's how you and I have gotten saved. We believed that what the Bible said, what Christ said, is true. So if we can believe in his salvation, and believe that we're saved, and believe that that's going to get us to heaven, when the day comes for us to go to heaven, how much more we need to hold on to that truth? We can't let that go. We won't let that go. I won't let it go. Debbie won't let it go. My family will not let it go. We're holding on to Christ's hand. Praise the Lord. You all praise the Lord. There's folks here. Miss Larkey and Judy and Harold and others. What strength we've seen in you guys. And that only comes from above, from the hope that we have. He's a lively hope. First Peter 1:3 says, "Blessed be the God our Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begot us again into a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." Praise the Lord, he raised again and he's sitting at the right hand of God. "To an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you." That's me. That's you. That's Debbie. That's my family. That's your family, if they're saved. Our doctor that we've been going to for almost 2 years, Christian man, he talks real plain to Debbie and I because he knows our foundation. We let him know that day one. He said, "Some people go screaming and clawing. I can't imagine. God gives us a peace that passes all understanding." Isn't that true? When we have sick ones or troubles, the peace that passes all understanding, and you'll realize that. There's going to be times in your life that you will realize that. Hold on. Hold on to God. So he's a lively hope. He's a sure and steadfast hope. In Hebrews 6:19, "Which hope we have as an anchor to our soul." An anchor. That means a lot to me because I'm a Navy man. Harold too. Anchors. Some of those anchors on those ships wouldn't lay in this room. They're so big. The anchor that we have with Jesus Christ is much bigger than that. Those anchors on those ships weigh tons and tons and tons on chain links, one length being that big, one piece of chain. And the chain that we have with God will never be broke. He is holding us. We're not holding him. He's holding us. He's an anchor to our soul. "Both sure and steadfast, which endureth into that within the veil." Folks, we're just walking right here today, and you cross that into that veil, our priorities will change. We have priorities today. Levi was reading something this morning to me that someone said in England one time that whatever your priorities are in life, as soon as you cross that veil, those priorities will change. What kind of priorities will we have in heaven? Well, I'm going to be thanking him for that big old anchor and praising his name. It's steadfast. It's steadfast. The winds can't move it. We're on the rock. We're anchored to the rock. I can remember one time the ship was anchored in, I think it was Naples, Italy, and a wind came and a blow came and the anchor was dragging. And it finally hooked into something and the ship held fast. Christ is our anchor, folks. Hold on. And He will hold on to you. He's sure and steadfast. And in all that, there's a gladness in the hope. In Proverbs 10:28, the hope of righteousness shall be gladness. There, we have no righteousness in ourselves. We all know that. We've heard it preached. The righteousness that is bestowed on us from Jesus Christ. Praise His name for that righteousness that's going to take us to heaven. How much better can that be? It can't be any better. It's gladness. It's gladness. The hope that we have in His righteousness shall be gladness. But it says the expectation of the wicked shall perish. How much more should we use these circumstances in our life to witness to people? I've got two businessmen that I'm really using my adversity to witness to these guys. And it makes everybody's heart soft. Some of them don't know what to say or how to say. And use it to lead people to Christ. What would God want us to do? I know it's an adversity. But I want it to be a gladness, a celebration of our resurrection, our getting up morning. Praise the Lord. I just keep saying praise the Lord. Because it is a blessed hope. It's a blessed hope that we have. Timothy 2:13 says, looking for that blessed hope and the right and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. Looking for that blessed hope. Again, talking back months, we've been talking about the scroll and the rapture and all the things that's going to happen. Looking forward to seeing Christ. We learned it last week or so, we got a crown for looking for Him. Looking for Him to appear in the sky. It's a blessed hope who gave Himself for us that He might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto Himself a particular people zealous of good works. We're part of the church, not this church, Christ's bride. I'm looking forward to that day, being part of that bridegroom, either by death or being called up in the rapture, sitting at the marriage supper of the Lamb. And all our loved ones will be there. What promises we have in God's Word. I could go on and we could read verses all day long and praise the Lord. It's a good hope that we have. Romans 8:26 says, likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Folks, you ever get to a point you don't know what to pray? If you can't say that, you will someday. And you want the Holy Spirit praying for you. Because it just gets to the point the flesh can't do it no more. The hope we have in the Lord. There's so many verses. These are just a few. There's so many verses. Just a few. And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercessions for the saints according to the will of God. Now we could talk about the will of God. Debbie lost her brother, 2 years ago? And we was praying for him to be healed. He was sick, lived a rough life. We prayed really hard that he would be healed. And he was in the hospital, and the hospital called and said he's going home. Was that God's will? Yes. He was saved. He was healed the best way he could have been healed. I know it's hard to look at it that way. Folks, we're all heading there. And we know not that all things work together for the good to them that love the Lord. Do you love him? To them who are called according to his purpose. We can't get bitter, folks. We're not going to get bitter. I'm not going to ask why. Because we're talking about the will of God here. I cannot challenge God's will. I cannot. I will not. I'm going to say, God, whatever your will is, praise the Lord, because that's the right thing. That's the right thing for me. It's the right thing for Debbie. It's the right thing for my family. It's the right thing for this church family. This is hard any way you go at it. Any way you go at it. Our hope, bottom line, our hope is in a person. 1 Timothy 1:1 says, Paul the apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope. What other hope can we have but what's in the Lord Jesus? I could go on and on and on here reading about hope. Praise the Lord, we have the Holy Spirit that dwells richly in us. Because it's not in our flesh. We can't do this in our flesh. We have to lean on the Holy Spirit. He's part of the Trinity. We have part of God in us that gives us the ability to do some of these things that we need to do properly. And I know we're going to cry, and I know we're going to hurt, but God's going to hold us up. Did Harold give up? He's set here. He's here. He's here all the time. What a lovely wife he had. We loved her. Miss Larkey and Harold, what a wonderful man. Bus ministry and on and on. Judy. I love that man. I've got part of his barn in my house. A lot of it in my house. We have the Holy Spirit, folks, and we need to really lean on him. We really need to lean on him. Now I'm going to lean on some of you too. I need your prayers. I'm going to lean on my pastor. I'm going to lean on Preacher Lashley. We're all going to be part of this. I need your prayers. We're not going to have a bunch of slow marching and sad singing. It's a glorious day coming. It's a glorious day. There's no way I could do this without the help of the Holy Spirit. I love this church, and I love you, every one of you. And I know you care for us. And I thank you for all the prayers that's already went up over the last 2 years. I want to rejoice in hope. I want to rejoice in the hope that we have. I want you to rejoice in the hope. I want you to be ready to give an answer for your hope. Can you do that? Can you give somebody an answer for your hope that you have? Can we do that? I know Joe can. His wife's been sick for years. He lives on the edge of a telephone call. There's others here, same thing. We need to hold on to hope that only Christ Jesus can give us. This whole church needs to hold on to hope. It ain't just about my family or Debbie or it's for all of us. It's for all of us. We need that strength that only Christ and God can give us. I can look back and think about all the preaching and Preacher Lasty preaching about talking about going and getting treatments and the hope that he had and some little song that touched his heart, that blessed his life, and he was praising Jesus all the way to get treatments. That's hope. That's the strength of the Holy Spirit. Many, many other testimonies of people that hold on to hope and hold on to Christ. Be ready to give that answer. Levi and Brittany got word today that they had a lovely lady in their church that's about to pass away. Kind of like a founding member there. And they're holding on to that hope too. She lost her husband 2-3 years ago. And she's made mention that she wants to go home and see him. She's holding on to that hope. She was always ready to give an answer. She even texted Debbie yesterday and Levi and Brittany and praying for everybody. What a lovely lady. What a lovely lady. See, that's on the other side of the world almost. The hope that God has is universal. No matter where you're at, what you're doing, if I'm on the mission field in India, Thailand, Burma, Africa, God gives the world hope through Jesus Christ. And sometimes we just go through life and we don't even think about it. Where the world has got today. Our children needs the hope. They need to know about the hope. Our grandchildren need to know about the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. The world's not going to tell them. The schools are not going to tell them. We have to tell them. That's our responsibility. That's our church's responsibility. We need to look to Him in every situation. Once we start looking to Him, light starts coming in because He is light. We can get ho-hum and just get down, plumb down underneath the bed. But when I look up and I get the light and I read the Word and start thinking about all the goodness that God has gave me and my family, praise His name. Praise His name for the hope that He gives us. Look to Him. Look to Him. Are you looking? Are you looking today? I know young people can go through life. I did it. We've done it. You can go through life and not look at the Word, not look at Him, not think about any of that stuff. Because when you're young, you just don't think about those things. We've got a generation that we've got to tell. We really do. I don't know what else to say, folks. I can say Debbie's doing well. Debbie's doing well. She knows she has the hope. I think that I may just need to stay home for a while, folks. Pastor's going to get some men to fill in for me. I'm not quitting because I love to teach. But situations, you have to do what you have to do sometimes. But the love of God constrains us all. The Holy Spirit gives us strength. The hope of Christ, the promise of heaven, all these wonderful things we could say, how good God is. Praise His high and holy name for all that He has done for us. We can go through life and really know all these things, like I said in the beginning. But when it comes down to time, you've really got to have it in your heart so you can hold on with the Holy Spirit's power. And hold on with God's power. Because there's no other way. We don't fleshly have it. Through the Holy Spirit, through the promises that's in His book, the Bible. Praise His name. Now y'all praise His name. Okay? No sad stories. We all here know where we're going. Praise His name. Thank you all for listening to me. Y'all pray for my family, for Debbie and me. It's all going to be okay, folks. It's all going to be okay. In my Father's house, it's all going to be okay. Okay? Joe, pray for us. Can you do that? Okay, let's quit.
Brother, I want you to know, Mr. Class is going to pray for you. We're okay. Going to keep doing that.
Thank you.
And we appreciate you folks. The blessing you've been to us. So
hold this up. Right there.
Get this. I don't know how to do this high-tech stuff too well, but we're going to pray for you. That's for sure. And pray for Debbie and your family.
Thank you.
Lord, we thank you so much for the hope that, Lord, that we have in you, that we look back at a time in their life, Lord, where you dealt with their heart, Lord, and resurrendered to you. And God, you've given us a hope for eternal life, and Lord, and as time goes on, Lord, we don't know what time we have left, but God, may we use that to be most beneficial to you and to share that hope that we have with other people, Lord, who might see them come to know you as their Savior. Continue to bless this class, bless Brother Steve and his family through this time. God, we ask you to do that in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you, guys.
God bless you, brother.
Thank you, Joe. We're done a little bit early so y'all can fellowship.